city bitch, back 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 city bitch, TNT, 20s and the 50s bitch. You know what it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 439. I'm your host, Schlois.
Are we going with this?
I don't know.
Because I haven't stopped recording.
All right, go with it then.
Fine, keep it up.
I'm done. That was you. I introduced you.
He threw it to you already, Wombat.
Oh, I see.
Oh, God.
Yes, I am Schlois.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I can roll. I can improvise.
What I was really going to say before I screwed it up, I was going to say, much like the Fallout 4 season pass, he only increases in value with age, Wombat.
That is true.
But now I don't have to like re-record everything.
No, that's okay. It wasn't funny anyway.
I know. So. I just thought of it 3 seconds ago.
Mm, is there anyone else on the show with us tonight?
Oh, was that you were throwing it to me there?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Yep, I'm here.
Ah, excellent. This is going to be a hell of a show.
So, what have you guys been up to?
Yeah, Chibi, what you been up to?
You can always tell how badly things are going with the house by how many text messages you get from me. So when
not,
you don't hear
not
you don't
many.
We haven't heard from you in about a week.
That means it's bad. That means I can't even bring myself to tell you about it until I have deep introspection.
I knew it was bad because you left town.
What do you mean I left town?
You were in the city yesterday.
Oh, but that's not because it was bad. Osaka Grandma was here. We had to do things.
Gotcha.
So we did things. But actually last week I was going to tell you some bad things that happened, but then I couldn't even bring myself to do it because it was just too – it wasn't – you know, it was a little bit funny, but a lot annoying to me. So I weighed both of those things and I dumped it. But this one is kind of funny. So I'll tell you the story. But this actually ties into some show feedback from at Brian Westerberg. He wanted an update on the Philips Hue situation, especially the light strip setups, the very long light strips. And I know Shipwreck was probably interested in this as well because he likes lights.
Sure. Why not? I don't like lights as much as you do.
But, right, but these are lights with a purpose. You have to understand first.
I like purposeful lights.
I wasn't just putting lights up to be silly, like because I wanted to have a light show or color explosions. These were replacing fluorescent tube lights that were in like an alcove in the living room and dining room.
And those are fluorescent tube lights are annoying.
Right. Nobody wants those. And this just seemed like a perfect – you're going to put LED light strips in there anyway. So why not have the ones that you can control, with your phone and make them do colors? Anyway, so finally they did that yesterday. They set that all up and they did – it looked really nice, like the way they ran the cables and everything. Did a really nice job. And I turned it on and worked fine. Later that night, I come home and I want to upgrade to, I bought the new Philips Hue with the home kit. That means you can use Siri to control your lights.
Okay.
So I was upgrading to that and it's supposed to transfer over all your lights to the new system. And in fact, you have to do that because the lights get tied to your bridge and you have to like release them. Anyway, very, right. Okay. It's way too much going on. So I did the transfer
already,
but it seemed like it was easy. It's all, you just do it through the app and, do the transfer. It wasn't that complicated, but at the end of the transfer, all my lights are there except for the new light strips. And no matter what I do, I can't get them to work. Now, the solution they have to fix this problem is you enter in the serial number on each light strip, into the app and that'll pair it with your bridge. Of course, they locate the serial number on the underside of.
Well, you don't want it sticking out where you'd see it.
I couldn't believe it. So I had to go, and I was like pissed off the whole night because of this, because I knew that I was going to I had no solution but to go up there and rip off the nice job that these guys did, you know, sticking it to the inside of the cove and everything. And it was just frustrating. And there's a lot of them. There's like eight of them.
Sure. This sounds frustrating.
And every time you rip it off, you're like ripping apart your, you know, the paint off the walls or the wood, whatever it's on. So I had to do it.
It can be replaced.
Right. And I was being I was in a bad mood about it. And like, I was annoying everybody with my bad mood. So
well done.
Of course. I still act like I'm 14 very often. Of something very stupid like this. So anyway, later that night, I did it. I ripped the things off. I put the codes in and it worked. And everything was hunky-dory again. And, you know, Mrs. Cheapy's like, see, wasn't that so stupid of you to like be upset about that? It took you like 10 minutes to do the whole thing. And I agreed that I was stupid, which is, you know.
Now, did you write down the serial numbers for future use?
Oh, I didn't. we wrote them down, but Ty wrote them down and I took pictures of some. It's not very well organized. So they're like, they're sort of all over the place. If I had to.
You mean it's not in an Excel spreadsheet?
I can get to them easily now because they're not stuck back.
Why don't you just email them to Shipwreck and he'll put them in a spreadsheet for you?
I'm just going to wait till he comes over and have him go up there and do it. They're not mounted back on the wall anymore. I can get to them easily. The way they're in there, they're still pretty hidden. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Anyway. So I was upset about that. And then like later that night, I fix all that and we're getting ready to sit down and watch Saturday Night Live or something. And all of a sudden we see water starts coming in through where we have the washer and dryer, which is like in the kitchen area. It's coming in like through the floor, not even like through the washer and dryer. We're like, this is weird because we haven't even used this in like a couple of days. So we put a towel there and it seems to go away and it doesn't seem to come back. So like, okay, well, you know, that was like an annoying 5 minutes. But I hear this noise coming from downstairs and it sounds like it's raining. And it was very rainy that day, but it had stopped raining a long time ago. And I was like, wait a minute, it didn't start raining again, did it? And I go downstairs and I walk over to the closet, entranceway, you know, coat closet, and it's just pouring water down the wall, and all our shoes are in there, and our jackets are in there, but luckily the jackets were sort of out of the way, but the shoes were all on the shelf, and the water is just coming in through the shelf. So I'm like, oh, great, more water, but it doesn't seem to be shit water, which was a major plus. It was brown, but it didn't, you know, it wasn't shit water.
Did you have a pipe burst?
So we don't know what it is, and I sent an email out to the whole fucking house crew, and the contractor calls me back like right away, and you know he's basically they said we can get a plumber out there in the morning, but I you know now I know where the water valve is to turn it off, so now at least I'm not freaking out. So I did that, and eventually it started getting less and less, but we had to fill up like a bunch of you know Tupperware tubes and towels and shit like that. So it was pretty annoying.
Yeah. And water's no good.
It's not good. No. And it freaks me out because I think like it's going to ruin the whole house and it's just.
No. Yeah. I had that last year when I had a pipe burst and it was like the day after Thanksgiving when we had it. And it was like, and we had to find it and it was behind a wall and we had a valve break and we had to rip up the carpet and rip up the padding and we had to have I was lucky that I found a guy who would come on the day after Thanksgiving, and he came and he fixed it. And you know, there's that moment when you don't know what's wrong, and you don't know if it's going to be like, is it something that's easy to fix? Is it something that's going to
right? And it's dirty water coming in. It's not. Yeah. This wasn't shit water, but it you know it was brown and it was like all over our shoes and stuff. It's not good, and our you know all kinds of shit. So anyway, that we seem to have that under control, and like I'm talking to Mrs. Cheapy, and she's telling me, you know, it's really like it's not that bad, it's not that big of a deal.
And then the locust came,
and you know, she said, you know, you're being very negative in general about the house. You just try not to think about these things. It's not, you know, the house isn't done, and you know, just stop trying to point at, you know, point everything out that's bad and just really stop being so negative. Literally, as she says that, I hear a big crash. Right. So literally,
was it the bathtub falling from the second floor to the first right. floor?
And so Mrs. Chibi's like, "What was that?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to go find out, but I'm probably not going to
find out what this is.
I'm not going to probably tell you what it is because I don't want to be negative and I don't probably see any other way to do it." So anyway, I go downstairs and luckily it was only just a light fixture falling from the ceiling. It was an LED light strip, but not like these flimsy ones. It was like sort of a bigger one. Mm. It just came down right in front of the place that was having the leak. Is completely unrelated. But anyway, they figured out. So they figured out
that part of your house is haunted.
Right. So they figured, remember last time they snaked out the whole drain, right? That went out to the cesspool.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's another drain that goes somewhere else. So all the toilets. Oh yeah. So we had no.
I believe that's called a hell mouth.
No, it was called a dry well. Oh, okay. I believe it goes out to a dry well. This pipe, because some people don't want all the water going into the cesspool. So like the sinks and stuff don't go into the cesspool. Meanwhile, we turned off the water, so we had no toilets and water for, a nice amount of time. While Osaka Grandma's here, from like 9 p.m. till. I don't know.
What does she think of the house?
She actually liked it. She's a great guest, and she didn't have any complaints. And she actually goes to bed pretty early, so Mrs. Chibi woke her up to get her to come look at the water. Just I don't know why, because she thought she would like it, I guess. And she did. She thought it was pretty crazy. She'd never seen anything like that before, which is, anytime you can show like a, someone in their late 60s, early 70s, something that they've never seen before. I think that's a successful visit. But anyway, they found out that if you want to know what happened, they found out that this dry well thing apparently just collapsed upon itself. So that pipe just goes into the ground now and doesn't actually exist anymore. So all the water was backing up from the sinks and things. So they're coming to fix that tomorrow. So good times, everybody.
My wife has the flu. I feel like your house adventures could be one of these walking around video games.
Yes, it does sound. It sounds like one of those. Yeah, not a game. Games. Yep.
Right. It's like sort of annoying, sort of amusing. Nothing. Nothing really happens.
A little bit mysterious.
Like right.
Something could potentially happen.
A lot of finding letters from people. just letters.
Just his mail that he's brought into the house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
photographs to look at.
Yeah, we're gonna talk.
Isn't that what all these games have? They have letters and photographs.
I was trying to explain Firewatch to my family tonight at dinner.
I haven't even played it. I'm assuming that's in that game though. Letters and photographs.
We're gonna spoil that stuff later, but yeah, that's totally in there.
Yeah, Shipwreck finished it.
That's fine. I know nothing about the game.
You
by
know
the way,
everything
so.
About this game,
and you're gonna sit through the spoiler part because I know you're not gonna play it anyway.
No, I'll never play. Anyway, like I was saying, my wife has the flu.
Everybody has the flu, apparently.
Yeah. There's this other strain, the type A flu, that is that isn't affected by the flu shot.
Oh.
So
that's why I never get the flu shot.
We all got the flu shot, and then my wife gets the type A flu.
I never get anything, and I never get sick. Dies.
What can you do?
Well, good luck, everybody, with the flu. Mm-hmm. The Canadian flu, right? Type A?
That was almost clever.
Almost.
Yeah.
How about some show feedback from our clever listeners?
Sure. I love the whole feedback.
Why would you make a joke about the outline, which none of the listeners can see? It's funny because for me and Shipwreck.
It was funny for you. You
but
laughed.
That's so annoying for the listeners.
Fuck the listeners.
Well, okay. Who are you, Trump now?
Exactly. The listeners are all pussies. Thorvon 3 has to say, let it be known, podcast 438 was the one where Wombat made sense arguing with Shipwreck. He got one. Yep, I had my one. We'll move on.
This is the whole MS argument.
Yes.
Ms.
I'm willing to just let it go. I honestly don't care.
I don't either, but I do think somewhat it has to be regional somewhat. Like I agree that you,
whatever you say,
you have the correct pronunciation of it, but I have literally never heard it before.
Well,
and that's like some people were confused that I didn't know like the usage and everything. I know the usage of it. Like anything I was saying about that was just jokes or whatever. Like, but I like if I had ever heard that pronunciation before, I would have never spoken up. But I will give you this one, Wombat. But I'm also not pronouncing it that way.
that is fine,
because it would be really weird if I was talking to anybody here. And no matter how you pronounce it, you're going to be wrong. It just leads, like, I never use those pronouns.
Right, that can only get you in trouble.
Titles.
I rarely use pronouns in general. Like, there aren't many people I refer to as Mr., Mrs., Ms., anything.
Hey, you.
In my day-to-day.
Hey, you.
Yeah. I go, lady. Lady.
Hey, lady. With the
hey,
thing.
Lady.
Yeah, they're just there to get you in trouble at this point.
Yes. Yeah, it's a trap.
Like, sure, if it's written out, if I'm doing stuff from work and I don't know the person, sure, then you go with the MS. But other than that, like I can't remember the last time I've spoken that word.
Right, first name is fine.
I guess if you're a teacher.
2016.
But my sister-in-law is a teacher, and I've never heard this way you pronounce it. Even though you're right on this, Wombat. Not here.
All right.
It would be like trying to say like karaoke when you want people to sing at a bar.
Right. It would be that weird, like if I used it like that. But
right. I can't correct people here. They would just not talk to me anymore.
That's pretty much why we stopped talking to you.
Very nice.
No problem. So who knows had to say, it's really cute how excited Wombat gets when he tries to set up play dates with Cheapy. The fake interest in Cheapy usually shows. The fake interest Cheapy usually shows makes me feel bad for Wombat.
I wanted to go watch Deadpool with you.
I know. No, I was going to say, in your defense, I kind of just bought the tickets and then said, hey, I bought tickets. Do you want to buy one too?
And I can't. That's not when I was planning on going. But I got to see it anyway.
And I got to see it as well. And I didn't go alone. So it's not like I was, you know, lonely in the movie theater.
I went with Mrs. Cheapy on Valentine's Day.
I went with my friend and attorney.
On Valentine's Day?
My wife.
The day before.
Oh, you saw it too, Ship. Wow.
I saw it opening night with beer.
Wow. Oh, right. You were saying. And food, right?
Yeah. There was supposed to be food.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What happened? I want to know.
We placed our order, and then they brought the bill out like during like the last fight scene. Oh. And we had to say, we never got our food.
Nice.
And so they brought us our food out, and we were eating it during the credits.
Nice.
It was on the house, though. So
okay. House food.
Then after that, we were still hungry, so we went to O'Charley's and ordered potato skins. And then they come out 20 minutes later and say, we are out of potato skins. Would you like any other appetizers on the house?
Nice.
Yeah. So
this is like Wombat's dream right now.
Right.
It is. I'm a wreck thinking about that. Like
he's never been so jealous.
I've never been so jealous.
Oh, but other than that, I was happy drinking beer and watching Deadpool. Nice. Deadpool was great.
I enjoyed that movie. It was a lot of fun.
I also...
What did you think?
No, I really liked it. It was very funny. It was I laugh out loud funny.
Yes.
Yeah, my only complaint, if I have to make a complaint, was, and this I never really, I know they were going for like sort of an emotional thing, but it never really clicked for me. But that's a very slight complaint. I cried during everything. Like okay. I didn't cry during this at all.
I mean, it's Deadpool.
Why would you cry? Yeah, no one's crying.
I know. But it was very entertaining.
I mean, I read the comics and everything, so like I know the character pretty well, and I think they did a fantastic job of making a movie about the, like, they could go really wrong with a Deadpool movie.
Right. It could be like Spawn, the Spawn movie.
Yeah. It could have been like that. Which I don't know.
That wasn't as bad as it could have been either.
Right.
It wasn't RoboCop 3 bad, but right. It was like RoboCop 2.
but and I think
I like how everything is measured on the RoboCop scale.
It's a scale of 1 to 3 with 0.5 increments. So
gotcha.
You know, 1 is the best and 3 is the worst. It's pretty easy.
What about the RoboCop cartoon? How would you rank?
I never actually saw the cartoon. I saw like 5 minutes of it. I could rank like that Canadian miniseries.
There you go.
That's pretty much a 3.
That's pretty shitty.
It's pretty much a 3. You know what? It's better than RoboCop 3. It's really like a 2.75. You know, because it is better than the 3. Has no redeeming qualities. You could see like a vision in the TV series at least.
Oh.
But it couldn't get past the horrible writing.
So anyway. What do you guys are you worried about? Companies going off and make these M-rated movies now because Deadpool is such
I think I like how you called it an M-rated movie, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I don't pay attention to movie ratings so much. Like, I was worried going like into Deadpool that it was going to be like a Kill Bill type of thing.
I thought it was going to lean a little more towards Kingsman.
Yeah, same thing. Like, where it's like, this is just gratuitous just for the shock value. Like,
yeah, or even I don't like, really want to see ass.
Like torture
guts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't want to see that kind of stuff either.
Right.
So
I was happy with the level of R rating that this had, but I don't want to like
too.
See, like there's been rumors about an R rated Wolverine movie, which I don't know, guys, that doesn't really do anything for me there.
It's all about context. Like, what are you going to do to make it an R rated movie? And does it make sense?
Fucking. Lots of mutant funking.
Well, you know, it's all about, you know, the when I see the trailers for Superman Batman, and oof. I see how Zack Snyder misses the point a lot because he confuses a dark tone for something adults want to see.
Why does and that Deadpool movie look so just like shiny gray? It's the weirdest
it's
filter.
Weird. I don't know. I'll go see it opening weekend and I'll let you know. So. Because we all know I'm going to.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of people that see it, even though most people think it doesn't look good.
Yeah, exactly. I know it doesn't look good, and I'm still going to go see it when it comes, as soon as it comes out.
You'll probably take a day
I'm
off work
for
it.
No, I'm not going to take a day off. I'm taking a day off of work for Civil War, but not for this. Mm. Yeah, that's also my birthday. Are you going to come, Cheapy, to see the movies with me on my birthday?
Sure.
May 6th, you can pencil that in.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Here's me penciling it in. It's etched in steel now.
Perfect. Yeah. Excellent. I appreciate that. But now, my only complaint about Deadpool is I know that there were a lot of budget cuts, but Colossus sometimes looked a little janky.
No, he was
looked,
fine.
Yeah.
He looked fine.
He looked and his scenes janky. Were awesome. It was hilarious. Just hilarious.
I enjoyed him in the movie, but it was a little janky.
I think he looked good enough for what it was.
It was better than the Flash TV show, and the Flash TV show is good, pretty much good enough.
Speaking of the Flash TV show, you know the voice of the computer, the woman computer, Gideon?
Yeah.
That's the Vanessa in Deadpool.
Who's Vanessa? Yeah. She was also in Homeland.
Yes.
She's also
and
very
she's
naked
also,
in Homeland.
She was also Black Canary on Justice League Unlimited.
I see. I'm learning so much.
She gets around. Yeah. She's got some comic book credibility, I guess. Is that a thing? Is that a thing people have?
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yep.
Excited.
It was
I'm
a good movie. I enjoyed
sequel.
It. Yeah, me too. Who would you cast as Cable? We could do that. We could have the who would you cast as Cable conversation that every podcast is having this week.
I don't know. I've thought about it, and I don't know. I
Cheapy?
Can't think of it.
Would you cast Cheapy as Cable?
He's Angela not- Bassett.
Right.
Angela Bassett is Cable.
Mm-hmm.
She already played Waller once. She was Waller in what's his face's Green Lantern.
Mm.
Ryan Reynolds. They've already worked together. So
perfect.
There you go.
It's
done.
It's hard to start thinking of actors now that aren't already a superhero that fit these roles. But Cable's gotta be he's a pretty large dude.
Yeah, I still think that Channing Tatum would make a better Cable than Gambit.
I would agree with that somewhat. I don't know. He's not serious enough to be Cable.
Eh.
He's an actor. He can act serious.
Yeah. Get back, sir. It just, it's, I think, you know, what are you going to do? Get The Rock? Because The Rock plays everything.
He's pretty big.
He is a big dude.
That might work.
He plays everything.
Yeah, The Rock might work. Because age-wise, it makes sense, too. Like, he's got to be older than Deadpool.
Yeah, like 40s. Well, yeah, 45, maybe?
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think that they're going to, like, this is my unsubstantiated theory, is that they're not really making a Gambit movie, and they're going to surprise us, like, maybe like around Comic-Con this year, and say, we tricked you, he's really Cable, and here's the trailer.
Good luck.
That's my, yeah, oh, I know.
Anybody want to take any bets on that?
But how awesome would that be?
It would be great.
Everyone would have been fooled.
Except
for me. Yeah. And how smart would I look?
Very.
And really, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. How smart would I look?
Very, very.
Yep. That's all I got.
Speaking of Watch This Bitches, I went to that Star Wars Power of Costume thing at the Discovery Times Square Zone Center, whatever you call it. I took Ty. It was something to do.
That sounds neat.
It was pretty good. My only complaint would be that they had way too much costumes from the prequels, and most of them were Padme's.
Those are big costumes,
and there were so many of them. You don't realize how much time and money they wasted on.
She had a lot of dresses over three movies.
There's like two rooms full of them, and it's interesting to see where they drew inspiration from for all the costumes, but it's a lot of Padme. And, you know, there's one or two of those Padme's costumes where I was like, oh, that's cool. So, but other than that, they didn't have Kylo Ren, which Ty was disappointed about. But, yeah, it was cool. We got a picture of Ty next to Han in the Carbonite. So, I would, I got a 20% off coupon, so it was like $20, which is still a little high. How about some new releases?
Sure. I guess Street Fighter V came out.
I don't know that it did.
It kind of.
I'm hearing things that it may not have come out.
It seems to be having a little bit of a tough launch. All the online code seems to be broken at the moment.
And doesn't it have that many offline features?
It doesn't have the arcade versus mode that you
expect.
It
doesn't have an arcade mode, yeah.
Like the one thing that you would have it would expect it to have, it doesn't have. I don't know how
now,
that happened.
Now, does the game involve two people fighting each other in like a 2D plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You
just making sure it's got the basics down.
You would, like, if you saw Street Fighter 4 versus Street Fighter 5 Wombat, like, I wouldn't say that you would be able to tell the difference, like, immediately.
Well, I can barely tell the difference between you and Cheapy.
Right.
So
like, obviously, it looks a lot better, but it's very similar in style. Like, Cheapy and I have played Street Fighter V at E3, and we played it, and it was fun. And I don't know. Beyond that, I don't have a whole lot to say about it at this point.
You know what's weird is I wrote that open letter to Capcom about Street Fighter IV when they launched it? You probably don't, but I remember when I did it.
Okay.
I didn't remember what I wrote exactly because it was 7 years ago. So I Googled it and it's exactly the same thing that's happening now.
They'll fix it.
The shit is not in the game. The online code is broken. You can't get a match. Why is everything DLC and coming later? It's the exact same thing 7 years ago.
Well, what was the last good game Capcom made? Really? Why are they still in part of the conversation?
Super Street Fighter 4 or Ultra Super Street Fighter 4?
Again.
It's pretty good.
No, you don't get that many passes. You don't get to release seven versions of the same game over 7 years because the last one is the one you finally got it right.
The crazy thing is that it took 7 years for them to go from Street Fighter 4 to Street Fighter 5.
Well, but they had three other releases of Street Fighter 4 in there.
But that seems just crazy. That can't be the best way to run that business, can it? If it was, wouldn't everybody else be doing it?
Is Capcom making money? I guess that's the other question. Are they actually a profitable company?
I think they are. I mean, they can just keep reselling the Resident Evils and make money off that.
That's the other thing they do.
And they still have Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter was really successful for them. So They have stuff. It's just not stuff that the three of us generally play.
It's all remakes and rehashes.
Street Fighter V is a big game.
It's no Lost Planet.
Yeah, it was interesting. I read this article on Forbes by Jason Evangelo. And he's basically saying that, you know, look at the review scores for this game. They're all really good because the critics, everybody wants to get the review out first. They play the game in the real world.
Yeah, it's been playable since like almost 2 years, right? We've played this game several times.
Yeah, and so these guys are racing to get their review up, and they don't see what it's like in the real world conditions, and especially this game where it seems like the online part, there's not much left, not much content in there other than that, because the rest is coming later. So it's really just kind of alarming when you look at Metacritic and you see this, you know, really positive reviews for this game that's basically broken. So I don't know how we change that, but I don't know. Don't release broken games, I guess, is the only way to fix it. Or people stop pre-ordering games that are pretty notorious. Like this, you know, Capcom's notorious for this.
Did they at least spell it right on the box?
that is unconfirmed. Yeah, it's pretty depressing because it's avoidable. It's really avoidable. But here we are. What else we got for new releases?
We have Rocket League came out for Xbox One.
Awesome. Great game. You should definitely grab that.
I know that there's some like exclusive Xboxy skins, Halo and the like in there. For PC, Danganronpa, Trigger Happy Havoc came out. I enjoy those games, so... I think it's good that is off of the Vita and onto a platform that people can play.
What is a Danganronpa?
It's one of those graphic novel type of adventure games.
No, but what is that? What is that specifically?
I don't.
What's a Danganronpa?
Yeah, that's what I. You don't know.
I don't know.
You've played these games.
I've played those games. I don't. It's something I would forget even if I knew.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sense of it all. That's all.
No,
I'm asking the difficult questions.
Right, it's probably in there somewhere, and I probably glossed over it. I'm sure there are tens of people angrily yelling at the podcast right now.
Right.
Yeah. What else? Anything else?
Cat Simulator.
Did that come out before?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay.
I think that was Bread Simulator. You think
Cat Simulator, this is the one where you just knock stuff off shelves, right? Is that this one?
I believe there's cats in cradles and silver spoons. Hmm. Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon.
Yeah, that's DLC. Yeah, is that it for the new releases? Nobody wanted to go up against the broken Street Fighter V?
I guess not. Next week we have Far Cry Primal, which I know we're all getting, right?
What do you mean getting?
Nope.
No.
You mean for free or buying?
Buying. Either. Neither one of those is going to happen.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, it looked kind of cool. I kind of want to play it.
Oh, it does look. I've been. The last two have been awesome games. And I've played them both when they dropped in price to about $30. You could buy Far Cry 4 for $20 with iZombie on the PlayStation Network right now. It's a two-pack for $20. That's a good deal. That's almost makes me wish I waited this long.
Hmm.
But.
Well, Hip Hop Gamer seems to like it, so.
Well, there you go. He's the arbiter for good taste.
I think we're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's talk about our good friends at Harrys.com.
I got a face.
You do have a face. I got an email today. It's very weird. I got two emails today about Harrys.com that were from listeners. Unsolicited, Wombat. And now I have to find them for you. I was supposed to prepare this, but I did not. Christian wrote in and he said that he just wanted to let us know that he used the promo code and ordered the starter kit from harrys.com and he absolutely loves it. It really is one of the best shaves he's ever had. Plus, it was a great deal. Hell, I am a cheap ass after all. And he also wants to let the listeners know, it's something that I've mentioned a couple times, was that you have, when you put in the promo code CAGCAST, put it in uppercase letters or it won't work. Because I don't know why, but you have to do that. Anyway, he's Christian says that he loves the show and thanks us. So, yeah.
Did he mention me by name?
No, I don't think he mentioned you. And the
go to hell, Christian.
And the other feedback I got was from our friend Jon Snow, who sent me, like, I got like a promotion for like a free, he bought something and I guess they do some promotion where you can send your friend like basically for like, they just pay the shipping and they get a razor for free.
Okay.
Which was kind of cool. I was thinking about getting it, but I already have like two, so I don't know. But it was only $3. But anyway, Harry's has great razor blades at great prices. I don't know if you've gone into a drugstore recently, but it's pretty scary when you look at.
I can't even look at. You know what? I was this weekend was the Valentine's Day.
So you got to shave for that.
I did shave it, but that's not what, I was in one of those malls that had a shaving store in it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want to give away the competition.
Right.
But oh my goodness, everything in there was so expensive. It was like $70 for what you could get for $10.
Right.
At Harry's.
And even in any drug, even in Duane Reade, it's like, you know, $15 for.
But I'm talking about like the quality, the heavy handled.
Oh yeah.
Great looking razor. Yeah, they were charging like $70. For, and I went in to look at it and be like, this is the same thing I have, essentially, but they're charging seven times what you, the listener, could be getting this for. Seven times.
Yep. They're good stuff. German engineered.
And then I went to the Pandora store and got my wife a charm and a bracelet.
So you used all the money there.
Yeah, pretty much. It's okay. I got a power pressure cooker.
Wow, you give each other Valentine's Day gifts?
Well, we go out together and we get stuff for each other. It's fun.
So cute.
Yeah. Excuse me for spending time with my wife.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just trying to see what's going on in your house.
Right. My gift was shaving with my Harry's razor.
There you go. That's the best gift one can get.
Right. So I want to tell our listeners to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAGCAST, because why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harry's? So go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAGCAST. Do it in uppercase just to be safe. And you'll, you know, get that great starter kit for $10. It's, you know, it's an amazing deal. Thank you, Harry's.
That's HARRYS.com. Enter code CAGCAST to checkout. It's a razor, Harry.
Yeah, you know, Ty's reading that book right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And
he's pretty into it, but he couldn't remember that guy's name, and then I couldn't remember it either. And all I could think of was Wombat saying, doing the impression, and I was just going to do it to Ty, but I realized that wouldn't help him at all.
Hagrid,
yeah, I was not coming up with
that. How do those Harry Potter books compare to the Minecraft novels?
They're heavier. But I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I mean, I just looked at it to see like how big the print was. And, you know, it seemed like it was a little bit above his grade level. But I don't know. He's not like totally like floored with it like some of his other books.
Wait till he gets to the sex scenes.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now all that's happened was like he's getting abused by the uncle, the aunt and uncle.
But when he starts coming into your room and saying, Daddy, Daddy, what does this mean? Harry Potter took out his throbbing member.
I don't think that's in the book.
I'm pretty sure it's there.
That's a different book.
Nope, I'm pretty sure it's there.
Anyway, how about some Wombat news and stuff?
Sure.
Is there any?
There's a Fallout 4 season pass that you mentioned at the top of the show.
Yeah, do you know any of the details on that? Because I've been busy trying to figure out why my house is bleeding.
So they announced three things that are coming out for it. There's a robot one where you can build your own robot, and there's some sort of monster one where you can trap monsters and make them do your bidding, which actually sounds kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a one I believe is called Far Harbor, which is going to be the big expansion, new area kind of thing. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. Like, I could probably do a better job of describing it, but that's not why people listen to this show.
No, no one's listening for facts.
No.
Okay, so they the season pass now is $30, and it's going to $50 at the end of the month. Writes at Rogue R. Rowling.
Well, they announced that they're going to be releasing more stuff in the season pass than they had previously anticipated over the course of the year, which is why the cost of the is going up.
But for people who bought it already, it's not going up.
Right.
That is weird.
And you can continue to buy it at the $30 price until the end of the month, I believe.
And we all three of us got it for free.
Yes.
And socks. Right. I forgot that I even had this. Now I'm all excited.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you have this already. Shit. You already have this.
And I have the socks.
Yeah, because the Best Buy version came with the season pass stuff for free for some reason.
And the socks. Mm-hmm. Don't forget and the socks. I use the socks a lot more than I play the game. I got to be honest.
So the first one is called Automatron.
What?
I thought you were not doing this. Was what?
I'm doing it now. Automatron, and the mysterious mechanist has unleashed a horde of evil robots into the Commonwealth.
Gonna have to kill those.
And exactly, there you go. There's also the Wasteland Workshop, which is set and design cages to capture live creatures.
We heard you liked inventory.
And then tame them.
Huh? We heard you liked inventory. Here's some more to deal with.
Exactly. And then there's... Then you're going to travel off the coast of Maine to the mysterious island of Far Harbor, where there's a more feral world and growing conflict. Bum, bum, bum.
That's the one that sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, that one is the one that cost $25 just on its own. So if you're just even mildly interested in playing that, I would buy the DLC season pass before the month is out, get your $50 worth of $60 worth of content or whatever it's going to be.
And let's be honest, $30. You're not going to finish the game anyways. So you might as well plunk down another $30.
I finished the game. I think I did.
Right. You're
an anomaly.
Yeah, you are in a small percentage.
In every way.
What?
It's probably a win if you think about it. It's for Bethesda. It's you can't really lose with this plan because you go from 30 to 50, and you announce to everybody that you're doing so. So you're going to get a few people who are going to jump in, who you know are still on the fence or whatever. So you get a few people to do that, and then you jump up to 50, and you can see if you still can pull in a few people with that, at that price, and then you got a lot of room to have sales and things. So it's pretty much no way to lose on that, I think.
Right.
And we definitely have no way to lose because we already got it.
Yeah. So I have it. I even checked it this morning. Like, I just want to make sure that it's still showing that I own this.
Right. In your face, Bethesda, we already own this shit. And we got your socks. And I got your gold Xbox. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Do you have that?
Yeah, it came. It's really nice.
No.
I didn't come when Shipwreck was telling you about his free meals either. But it's on my shelf right now. It's really nice. It's autographed by the Bethesda guys, by the team. They were supposed to send the game, but I wonder if it got sent to the old address or I don't know what happened. I should follow up on that.
Probably.
It was autographed too. But it's really, it was really awesome. I felt really happy to win that and lucky. I usually don't win shit.
No, that was a very cool prize.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was happy for you.
You had an inverse boner. You had a jealousy boner.
I didn't. I actually did not because I already have an Xbox and the game.
Right. I can't plug it in or do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I could.
Exactly.
You can come in and touch it.
There you go.
A lot. Perfect. Carry it around, whatever. Take it for a walk even.
I'll wait for your house to not be raining poop.
It's not poop this time.
Yeah. That's what you know, you say that to people who you want to visit your house. No, it's not poop. Don't worry about it.
This time. You have to add to this time to be totally honest. Where are we here?
Did you see this this Street Fighter news at this launch where the rapper beat one of the best Street Fighter players?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the rapper?
Lupe Fiasco.
Yep.
Is he a good player or he just button mashed?
I don't know. Like, I watched the video of it and I can't tell.
Sweet.
It seems like most people think that is it Daigo. Is that how you
pronounce it? Oh, is that who he beat?
Yeah, that's who he beat.
Wow. I think it's Daigo, isn't it?
Daigo?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Wombat, who is it?
We don't know this stuff. Wombat.
I don't.
I believe it's Go Diego Go.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, so he
did. See, I mean.
Go Diego Go. Gracias. Three rounds to two or whatever.
Wow.
But at the end, it's super weird. Like, he kicks him in the face and there's a KO.
In real life? Oh.
Right. And then they both just kind of like sit there and like look around to like see like, all right, what are we supposed to do now? Like, it was a really weird ending to the whole thing. Like,
what do you mean? Who was looking around?
Both of them.
Because they weren't expecting the outcome.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what they were doing.
Would you be expecting that outcome?
No.
Exactly.
It. Like, some people think it was staged or whatever. I have no idea. It just makes me think.
There's
like,
no way that pro Street Fighter guy would stage something like that. It's too.
But it's so weird. Like, that he's a guy that I recognize his name and know that like he's like the top guy or
right.
used to be one of the top guys, something. And I just imagine like that's something that can happen in esports that cannot happen in sports.
Right. I'm not going to beat Shaq in basketball.
Right, right.
Like no matter what happens, it's not, never. I won't even score a basket if he didn't want me to.
God, I want to play some basketball.
Oh, Shaq. Yeah, man. You want to go a little one-on-one?
I'll play one-on-one with you.
Hey, Shaq, I've always wanted to know this, Shaq. I really, like for years, my whole life, in your house, what are your toilets like? Because you're so big. Like, how do you make a duty?
I got the big toilets.
It's like custom made for you?
Yeah, I had to go to a special factory and they make me a toilet. Okay, so what they do is they take a regular toilet seat and then they melt it. And then when it's melted, they could stretch it.
Ah, because a man of your size, I mean, you would just destroy any toilet. And plus, the hole wouldn't be big enough.
Five of them. They have to take five
regular toilets to make your toilet.
And stack it on top.
Wow, yeah. Because it has to be extra wide for you, because it's just...
Well, I only poop once every 60 days.
Oh, wow. Wow, how does that...
Because it takes that long to get through my big torso.
Oh, man. I can't imagine how that fits through the pipe.
Oh, we don't have... I don't have... No, it's just outside. We don't keep it in the house.
What happens to it after you say goodbye to it?
It becomes a tree.
Wow. That's so beautiful, Shaq. Wow. You're one with nature now.
Go rent Kazam.
Thanks, Shaq. Wow, special guest star Shaq joining us.
Hey, I just went to the bathroom. Did I miss
Shaq
anything?
Shaq was here.
Oh, no, he
you
wasn't.
You missed him. He called into Skype, yeah.
I hope he comes back.
I don't think he's going to come back.
I doubt it. We'll probably get angry letters.
No, Shaq. No. From Shaq, maybe. Hey, you don't want to piss off Shaq.
Nope.
Didn't that esports guy piss off Shaq? He said something bad to Shaq. I saw the video clip.
Sure, why not?
He said...
Actually, if anything, I should apologize to Ari Spears for stealing his Shaquille O'Neal impression.
I think he called him fat or something. I think he called...
Maybe. Yeah.
You got to be kind of brave to do that.
Yes.
What else we got here? Oh, when do we get to talk about Firewatch? Can we do that? We have to do that at the end of the show?
Yeah, I think that would be the end of the show.
Because we are going to do spoiler stuff.
Okay, what else
I'm excited. They announced that the... Disaster Report team is making a new game.
Okay.
Do you guys remember Disaster Report, the PS2 game?
That was the game where you were playing like during an earthquake or something?
Yeah.
Yep, I played some of that.
Yeah, interesting game. They have a really good idea here because they are making it a similar style of game, but you are trying to escape while like Ultraman fights and Godzilla fights.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
Yeah.
I like that concept.
Now I'm watching the video of it.
That's a great concept. And the fact that they have both the licenses, it looks like, as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Cool.
They
up there, Shibuya, I think.
Good job, Japan.
Right. This is why we like you sometimes.
Right.
Because you do cool stuff like this. Cool. What else we got here?
Did you sign up for your Nintendo account?
I did.
I did too.
We did it. I got GBD. Excellent.
Woohoo. I got Wombat 5277 to be compatible.
Why didn't you get Wombat?
Because I have the same thing on all my consoles, and I'm just... you're in a trend, you stick with it.
You could have got Wombat.
And Wombat was taken.
Oh, you tried?
Yes.
Did you really try?
Reserve what your Nintendo ID was already? Because I got Shipwreck, and I was kind of surprised that I was able to get that.
I don't think so. I didn't have Wombat before, though, so... That goes really fast.
Wombat, yeah, everybody wants to get Wombat.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but... Yeah, some people wrote in about this. Incitatus Swift? What's wrong with you people? Can't you have normal names? Are Nintendo accounts going to tie games to the account rather than the console?
I think so.
Really doing like this NX thing where it's going to be a handheld and a home console that's sharing the same stuff, I think that's the way you got to do it, right?
It better be.
It has to, you have like a two-step verified account, and you're pretty much safe there, I think. Seems like the way to do it.
I think people want to give Nintendo money, and this is a good way to encourage people to give Nintendo money.
Yeah, definitely. I like this strategy. As everybody knows, we've talked about this forever. Mm-hmm. At Kansas Principal asks, what backwards compatible game would be first on each of your lists to have on the NX? I don't think you listen to the show that much, if you ask this question, in a way.
Donkey Kong?
Wombat doesn't want to play any old games on his new devices. I know that much from listening to him talk over the years. I don't know. I mean, like, you're not going to sell NX to new people by offering them backwards compatibility on, like, old stuff. I mean,
I don't know. I played Donkey Kong over the weekend.
You did? On what?
Yeah. An arcade
cabinet.
That's
different. Not the same.
I was supposed to be watching my kids play in bouncy houses. I was like, you're doing a great job, guys.
Right. Stay off people's heads.
Yeah. You got it. I'm the jump man.
I don't know how to answer
all of them.
Right.
Just put them all for there.
Yeah. You know what? Here's how I answer your question. How about a subscription-based thing that lets me get access to a big library of old Nintendo stuff? Charge me $10 a month like Netflix. And you got a nice little subscription model there. What do we got for Microsoft here?
What if they went with like a PlayStation Plus / Games with Gold model where it was $60 a year, but they added two new games a month that you just downloaded?
Are they Nintendo games or are they third-party games?
I'm going to say Nintendo games for the sake of this argument.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I don't need more indie games...
Not indie games. I'm saying like 1 month it'll be Mario Brothers and Cuckoo Land, and the next month maybe it's something cool like F-Zero.
No, this is lame. Why get $60 a year from people when you can get $120 a year from people?
But with a subscription service, am I downloading the games or am I downloading the games and the games are good as long as I have a subscription or am I streaming them?
No, you can download them, sure.
Okay, because if it's streaming...
These old games, they don't take up any space.
Then that can go to hell.
Well, streaming, you can stream these old games, I'm sure. They're minuscule.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do I get Popeye with this?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Licensing.
Yeah, but you get Popeye, but it's called something else.
It's called Donkey Kong.
It's called Mario Eye.
It's the other way around.
What do you mean?
Donkey Kong was supposed to be a sequel to Popeye, but they lost the license.
Nah.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, I know that's why you said it. I was explaining.
You have to educate me.
I wasn't questioning you.
Ms. what else we got? Ooh, what's this?
Did you see this about, I forget the guy's name. That's why I added the link about Xbox Live Arcade.
No.
Oh, so, Greg Kinesa, the creator of the Xbox Live Arcade, believes that Microsoft should bring back the name Xbox Live Arcade.
Right.
Of course.
And we've been saying that for a long time. It's just nice to see it, said somewhere. It was a really good brand, and it made sense, and I knew where to find certain things.
And you knew when stuff was coming out.
And Summer of Arcade was a good thing also, and they just kind of said, ah, screw it.
Yeah.
And now it's a Wild West mishmash of not being able to find anything.
It's all there.
So,
but you just don't know what any of it is my problem.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go into every game and go, okay, what is this?
Xbox Live's marketing for their digital-only content is a disaster.
Yeah, what happened? They don't do any. It's like they tell Major Nelson like the day before it comes out and like, hey, just put this on your blog. Oh, we're done.
Basically, it's a mess. It's a disaster and a mess. And everyone who works there should be embarrassed.
Wait, so everybody that works there?
Every single person.
The woman who works in the cafeteria should be embarrassed.
The woman who works in the cafeteria. Every time she dashes out a Sloppy Joe, should weep.
Wow, it's pretty dark.
My life is unfulfilled because I'm slinging hash at the Microsoft camp.
Right, I get it.
Worthless, worthless. I don't even know where to find Super Meat Boy slop.
All right, next.
Did I take that too far?
Yes, too far. I'm begging for this iOS game that Shipwreck's got.
Have you been playing it? Tomb of the Mask?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Why would anyone play that?
It's free.
Is Jim Carrey in it?
No.
Dead Jim Carrey.
Lara Croft is also not in it. It's really good. I can't believe you guys haven't tried it yet.
I don't even know what it is. What is it?
So it's, have you played Downwell?
No, but I know what that is.
You know what that is. Okay. So this is similar to that. But I don't know, kind of Pac-Man-y as well. You're just controlling this guy, and the way you swipe makes him move either up, down, left, right, that type of thing. And he moves until he hits the wall, and the floor is constantly rising to kill you, and there's different obstacles and everything. It's just, it's really good. It's got a really good setup. Like, the experience system is good. There's no real need to pay money unless you want to, like, get rid of ads or whatever. But the ads aren't really intrusive at all. They're just basically there if you want to continue, but I never continue, so I never watch an ad.
Ta-da, you figured it out.
Right. But no, it's definitely worth checking out. It's it doesn't take long to play either, especially if you're not good at it, Wombat.
It's downloading now.
Okay, good. It's worth checking out.
Tomb of the Mask.
Tomb of the Mask. I hate the name because I have to look it up every time that I want to talk about it.
Should we do our Firewatch spoiler now?
Let's do Firewatch.
Yeah. So, if you don't want Firewatch to be spoiled, then the show has ended for you. So thanks for listening. And, we'll see you next week.
But Hakuna Matata.
But now we get to spoil Firewatch for everybody, including Wombat.
Now, do I get to say what I think happens before you guys go into it?
Sure. What do you know about the game so far?
Okay, what I know about the game is that the game is called Firewatch.
Yes.
I've seen that one picture of, like, trees.
Yep.
That's all I pretty much know about the game. And I know that the first, like, 4 seconds of it made you cry.
Me personally?
Yes, you personally.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Because you told us that.
Right.
Go for it. Go.
So I'm assuming a child dies in the beginning.
No, but...
Keep going.
Go all the way. Just go all the way.
Okay, so you're a park ranger with a dead family, and you're going through a forest fire. I'm going based on the name Firewatch.
Okay, just go.
And you're looking at a lot of pictures and letters that bring back emotions as you try to get out of the forest.
Not bad. I'd say Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean,
you're like 30% right, I guess, maybe.
I mean, no, he's more than that. I mean, just the little details are wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not specifically your family is dead, but
And you're not really escaping a fire.
Well, you are, though. You are escaping. You absolutely are escaping a fire. Firewatch.
I'm just going based on the name.
You are, but it's not like an urgent, urgent
escape.
Yeah,
it's not
but
a
he's,
main.
He's more right than he's wrong, for sure.
He was just as right as when I said this game is about lesbians.
Oh, is there lesbians in it too?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You supposed to think she's a lesbian?
No, not her. The skinny dipping.
Oh, the girls.
Teen girls.
Oh, sure. Who? I don't know.
Are they dead too? Is everyone dead?
No, it's not. It's I mean, it's a game where not that much happens, where you
right where a lot of stuff could happen, but right. none of it does.
And
now, do I see Bush?
No, it's not that. You see Bush like a bush in the
lots
in the woods.
Of bushes, yeah.
Tree, bush, shrub.
if it's green, you see it.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know, the game looks. I thought the game looked great, and
it's got a nice art style to it.
Very, very nice.
The things the game does well, I think, are the art style's nice.
Mm-hmm.
The sense of tension is good.
Mm-hmm. Because the voice acting is good.
That's what I was going to say next. The voice acting and the dialogue is, mm-hmm. For the most part, it's snappy and good.
And it has to be, because otherwise you're not getting any tension at all. If
right.
any of that's off.
The music creates the tension as well.
Yes, that too.
I think, because a lot of the time there's just like no music at all. So when music starts, you're like, oh, something might happen.
Right. Or not.
So what happens? Whose family dies in the beginning?
It's not your fam. It's your fiance, right?
Or your fiance has dementia.
Early onset dementia.
Right.
And she's basically like totally out of it.
Yep.
And you leave to become a park ranger. You leave her in a home with her family in Australia. And then you talk with this. You talk with your boss, who's a female park ranger. And she's talking to you on the walkie-talkie and telling you where to go.
You have different dialogue options mm-hmm. to choose from.
And you develop a relationship with her over the walkie-talkie. There's some flirting. There's some, you know, there's some fear. There's some like there's a situation that develops where there's like a secret government facility that you find on there.
Yeah. Can we?
Let's talk about everything. This is a spoiler.
Can we talk about that? That made no sense. Right? Did I miss something? Because it ends up being just one guy. How did that fence get there?
No.
How did that equipment get there?
The guy didn't make all that stuff. I think that was there.
Okay.
Some of that.
So that was another thing that just, there was a government thing there that just happened to be there.
Right. You come across.
That wasn't like, part of this story, really.
Right, a government facility.
Red herring.
And they're spying. You know somebody's spying on your walkie-talkie conversations because they're leaving you.
So wait, so is the forest not on fire?
There is. No, it's on fire, some parts of it. Your job is to watch for fires.
It's.
But you never do it. There's none of that. You're just walking
and talking.
It's
off in the distance.
So when do you kill zombies?
You don't do any of that. And there's no actual fire watching even. You just.
Right.
There's fire there's around.
Now, do you save the skinny dippy lesbians?
No, you have to tell them to get the fuck out because they're shooting off fireworks in a forest.
Right.
And they're leaving beer cans everywhere.
Ugh.
Right.
How dare they?
Are there multiple endings to this game? Or
I don't
is it
think
all the
so.
Same? Okay.
So what happens at the end?
Nothing.
All right.
You leave and you don't get the girl.
So why is this game like so revered? It sounds to me like this game is a boring walk in the woods.
Well, it's short, so it's not that boring. I think...
It's an evening worth of playing, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the anticipation is interesting. You know, you do have
it gets stuff flowing, but nothing like
right.
Nothing
there's
comes
no cum. There's no cum shot.
Right.
Right. You get blue balls at the end, pretty
right.
much. If that could be so.
We got to the end of it, and my wife said, "I'm sorry that you wasted your time."
Oh, did she watch you play?
She watched me play most of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew my wife would not be down with that, so I did that on my own.
She was like on her computer and listening to it, and then like if the music started or something interesting, she would look up and watch for a while.
Right.
But
basically, you know, it all leads up to you, you know, you're flirting with this with your boss and you're trying to get over your fiance and all this stuff.
It's your wife. It's not your fiance.
Oh, wife. Yeah, you're actually married. Sorry.
Yeah. You must have left your wedding ring on the desk.
Oh, I put it back on, actually. Okay. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And you basically leave, you never get to see her. You never meet her. You only ever talk to her on the walkie-talkie, your boss.
Which is fine.
And I tried to make plans to see her after, and it didn't seem like that was going to happen.
Right.
And it was just like, oh.
Maybe in the sequel.
Yeah, I don't think they're. I think
Firewatch 2.
I don't think that's going to be happening. It seems like
the one where you fight zombies.
You know, they wanted to make an anti game in a way where you know why have you don't have to have something big happen at the end. It doesn't have to be a big Hollywood style ending or even like a satisfying ending. Why not have a game that's just not even depressing. Right. Just have it like hang there and be, you know, looking like it's not going to be so good. But I don't know.
A lot of it has like, there's like little ties to like where you, there is some mystery to it, and they lay some stuff out to at least get you thinking that other stuff is happening.
Right. And ultimately, like, it didn't seem to be that, you know, but what actually happened wasn't that thrilling, really.
No, it was definitely one of the things that you, about halfway through the game, you're like, well, this might have happened. And it turns out that it does.
It did happen.
Yeah, it did happen. Basically, Wombat, are just full on spoilers. There was the ranger before you was out there, and he had his teenage son with him. And then she thought they had left and gone back to where they live. But in the end, you find out that his son has either died in a climbing accident or potentially accidental. And then his father has been out there listening to your conversations and trying to hide where his son's body is at.
Right. Didn't want you to find the body.
Right.
He's trying to scare you off. He's trying to scare you off Scooby-Doo style. Kind of.
Killed him?
Maybe.
You don't know.
Not quite clear.
This game sounds like a real winner.
It's, you know, I wouldn't, it's one of those games where you can't say, oh man, you got to play Firewatch. Like, this is a must play. For some people, it totally is. But I think most people that, you know, who I know that play games sort of, you know, casually would not get that much out of it. But I thought it was an interesting experience. I don't regret spending the time. I was, you know, I still think about the game, which is...
Is that your box quote? I don't regret playing it?
Yeah, I mean, it got me thinking and thinking what it, you know, what a video game is and all that.
Yeah,
and
no regrets. The more I thought about the story, the more stuff like didn't really add up.
I didn't I didn't even go back to think about the story because it's not much there, and I think that's the point.
Well, yeah, but like the key area that you go and find the body in.
Yeah,
he keeps it in a backpack in the bushes with an alarm on it. Like, if you didn't want somebody to find that, wouldn't you just keep the key with you?
Or move the body first, or
right.
something?
Or
move, maybe throw it in the fire because it's fire.
Right, maybe just get rid of the key or keep the key with you.
Well, that was they were trying to say that like
throw the body.
He had some
in the
like
lake
remorse for it or whatever because you do find that he like kept some of his son's stuff. There's a little bit of like a psycho vibe going on there, but I don't know.
I think you're not supposed to dive too deep into analyzing the story and just.
But that's all there is there.
I think you're supposed to realize that, you know, like in life, not every story is going to turn out to be some bombshell, and it's not going to have an ending that's going to be satisfying necessarily or complete. Or
everybody sucks.
No, I mean, it's just
it's like the show.
It's more realistic. It's more like life. I mean,
that was funny.
Right. Anyway, that's my two cents on Firewatch. I give it a RoboCop 1.5. No, I don't know. It's not a 1.5.
Really? Not a RoboCop 2?
It's a RoboCop 2. It's a solid RoboCop 2, I would say.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the definition of a RoboCop 2.
That scene where one of the RoboCops tries to take his own head off.
It's great.
He thinks that's awesome.
It's great. That's one of the good parts.
It does not happen in this game.
No. No robots in this one.
But Wombat, you were dead on about picking up letters and pictures.
No, you were really
all
right.
Of these games. All of these games do that.
But it's not a big part of this one, I didn't think.
The pictures are, they're inconsequential.
You can take pictures
right.
with your camera, and then it shows them to you during the credits, and it lets you order them, and they'll mail you the prints if you wanted to do that. They'll mail you prints of your photos that you took in-game. Like in the mail. On paper.
No thanks.
On paper with color and stuff.
Now, do you find like letters that like are parts of letters where you have to find multiple?
No. There's no gameplay. Like anything that you would think about, like, you know, a gameplay element.
So it doesn't do that one. It just has letters.
Here's the gameplay element
that gives you like backstory type of thing. Like stuff to think about. Like possibilities is what of what's going on.
I mean, I haven't played this game, but I hate that. It's such a lazy trope.
It's not. But that's not even a part of it because. there's no gameplay element to that. It's just like,
but can we get rid of letters in games completely? Well, can we be done with that?
You wouldn't have anything in this one really. Like, you have the dialogue then, and that's about it.
I thought it was done pretty well.
Yeah, it's just all filling in like backstory and fleshing out characters.
I didn't mind the letters in this one much. I actually like the way that they...
Yeah, you're not just finding them like out on the trail. Like,
oh, okay. It's not like, oh, and here's a letter.
No, they're in, like, these boxes.
They're like in these supply boxes where rangers would be leaving notes to one another type of thing.
And I enjoy the graphical representation of the letters in this. You know, just the way they looked on screen. Mm-hmm. It was like nice to read them that way. Yeah, Firewatch. Where would you give it, Shipwreck? RoboCop 3? Are we right to 3?
I
did you find any redeeming value in it at all?
Or you just threw
your hands up at the end and was like, woo!
What I talked, like, there's redeeming qualities there. It does an excellent job of tension, and the dialogue is enjoyable to listen to.
All right. There you go.
It's one of those things where I'm playing it, and I could be playing Frogger.
You know, if you don't like Frontline, you're not going to like this game. Because it's got
I didn't hate it. It's just...
No. But you're just like, not going to be sold on it. You know? If you don't want to be like a depressed, because, you know, then you're not going to like Frontline. If you don't want to be depressed, you're not going to like this.
I do not want to be depressed.
Well, it's not even that depressing, I didn't think.
Just in the beginning. Yeah, I mean, just...
The beginning's super depressing.
Right. I was like, oh, shit, the contractors are going to see me crying.
Right.
Better hide. Hope nobody comes to ask me a question.
After that, everything is kind of, there's some grimness to it, but.
Right. It's not depressing. It's just, right. The ending is sort of a little depressing because nothing is resolved, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm glad I played it. Let's leave it at that. And let's also remind our listeners to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off your order and free shipping. That's harrys.com. Follow us on...
That's right. You don't need to have dementia to know that Harry's is a great razor.
Right. And follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And I think that's it. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
I like Marco Rubio, and he's a smart person and a good guy. And by the way, I like Kasich's record, too. He's a good governor.
God bless you.
Governor Bush, I'll mention your name so that you can come in on this. And I do want to bring you into this.
I really do. Thank you.
Let me talk quiet.
Jeff is a mess. Jeff is a waste. Jeff is a mess.
Governor Bush.
We need someone who has a proven record to take our case to the American people. And I'm the guy that could do that. Peyton Manning's supporting me. And many other people that know that I would be a steady commander-in-chief.
Well, I'll tell you what. It'll never happen. I will win the election, and we will win it by a lot. We will win, and we will win, and we will win, and we will win, and we will win.
Peyton Manning's supporting me. I met him, and he's voting for me.
Well, let me say a couple of things. First of all,
Jeff is a mess.
No.
Jeff is a waste.
No, no. You, no.
Jeff is a mess.
No.
But it looked like he was looking right at me right there.
Jeff is a
waste.